Good morning. Happy New Year. We have a lot going on here today, so you're going to have to bear with us as we step through a number of different things happening here. The first thing, I want to acknowledge the individuals who took time over New Year's Eve to participate in a mostly silent, not all, but a mostly silent retreat, and got to touch places inside of themselves that you can't get to when your mouth is as busy as your mind. I just saw Olga and Ingrid. Would you come forth and Catherine Moon? Just stand if you want in that place. And if my retreat participants will please stand. Yes. So please honor them in the time that they put aside to work the world in a different way. And we had a good time, didn't we? We managed to laugh in the middle of everything, you know, in the middle of being sacred. There was definitely the silly. And so if you want to know what's possible with peace, please speak to any one of these individuals because they definitely touched it this weekend. I love you. I honor you. I'm so pleased that we were all together. Thank you. Thank you. And so this year is going to be the year of yes. We mentioned this a number of weeks ago. Yes is such a great concept. Yes opens doors. Yes opens minds. Yes opens hearts. Yes opens us to possibility, potentiality. Yes opens us to all that is good. And so this is going to be the year of yes, and throughout the year it will develop in what it looks like. But you will definitely be hearing from me from here the nudging to say yes to your life and to say yes to your good. Because your good is always present. The question is, are you receptive? That's always the question. And more times than not, we do this instead of that. And so this year, I'm going to hopefully remind you all throughout the year to open your arms, open your heart, open your mind, and let what is already yours become yours, so that you can open to it, download it, have fun with it, be in joy with it. It is all yours. It was yours from the moment you incarnated. So that's one of the things that's happening this year. Another thing that's going to be changing this year, and some of you especially will be especially glad because you've been a loyal student of his, is that Reverend Joel Fotinos will now be participating with us the second Sunday of every month. And so, yeah. So he's going to be like a permanent guest speaker. Because he's not really he's not a staff. He's just going to come in and share his wisdom with us. And his focus on the Sundays that he is here, it's going to be called Inspire Sundays. And it's a Sunday with a purpose. And the purpose is finding prosperity where you least expect to find it, overcoming procrastination and becoming active in your own success. Anybody need a little less procrastination in your life? Okay. Making better decisions, proven success principles, and living your life mission. So every second Sunday, he will be the guest speaker. I guess eventually we'll stop calling him guest. And he will then be offering a workshop on that same Sunday after service. I don't have the information all on that yet, but I think it's an hour and a half long. It's all to support his message, and it's all to support you in your prosperity, in making money, for good business principles, anything having to do with that aspect of your life. And so I'm looking forward to having Joel's influence and his time here more often. Which is just great. You know, we enjoy working together, and Joel and I agreed that we'll keep doing it for as long as we have fun. And I think that's a really good way to decide to do things. So, also, his next class, he's changing it from Get Clear. And the reason was we had Get Clear, Debt Clear. He wasn't very clear, was he? So he decided to get more clear. So the Debt Clear is still happening for those of you who are in the Debt Clear class. But the Get Clear is now has a new name, and I love it 20 times more, and it's called Mission Success. Okay? So on the 18th of January, there will be a class for anyone who hasn't been in the prior 8 weeks, that just a class to catch you up, and then as of the 25th of January on, he will continue with his Mission Success class. Not all the information is there yet. I'm sorry, the holiday kind of slowed us up a little bit, but I'm waiting for his flyer. But you can call the office to make sure, let us know that you really want that information, if indeed that's what you want. And then two other things are happening, and I'm doing all the announcements now because I don't want anything to interrupt us as we go through our ritual today. And a little bit later in the service, you'll have an opportunity to drink in another one of the performances that come by means of our creative team here at the center. And right now it's often looks like a team of one, although it's not, because many people have joined Donnie over the years in doing different aspects. But if you are an actor or an actor wannabe, if you're a performer or a performer wannabe, or if you just want to investigate the creative inside of you, Donnie is the person to see. So after service, you can see her, talk to her, and let her know you just want to have some fun, that you want to get involved in some fun. And the fun is always on Sunday mornings, and it's to develop the lesson. It's always in support of whatever it is that we're teaching. And we have ideas. So we're really looking to express them and have some fun. So please see her. And then there was the handing over of a responsibility as of today. And our Ed Cassiel, Thank you, Capiello. Oh, my God, I couldn't get it out. Ed, in the back, will you stand, Ed? He is assuming responsibility for our hospitality team, and Gloria took her leave with that team. So if you have any interest in being part of hospitality, Ed is looking to build a whole team of, you know, fun-loving people who just want to feed each other for breaking bread, because it's an important part of what we do on Sundays. So please see Ed afterwards. And I think I done did it. No, there is one other thing. There is one. And this is still prior, you know, early in on the announcement, but I just want to give you a heads up because some of you inspired this idea. And after the party that we had in December, so many of you walked up to Ty and said, can't we do this all the time? Well, I guess Ty figured, sure, why not? So it won't be that. It won't be the party with the food and all of that. It'll be a version. But starting in February 11th, for a Valentine's Day celebration, you are going to be able to start drinking in Ty and his band, the Soul Jazz, in a way different than he does on Sundays. So, Ty, with your idea. So it'll be time for us, it'll be a time to listen, and it'll be some dancing, and it'll be the fun and the joy that he always brings out in you on a more regular basis. You know, sometimes I know you're reserved on Sunday mornings. Well, now you won't have to be, because you'll have him on Friday nights when it feels like it's right to do all that stuff. So we are beginning a new year. We're going to do it very mindfully today. We have ritual. You have all been handed, hopefully, you've all been handed, I think I saw them doing it, a piece of paper clipped to an envelope, and you were also given a piece of paper, a small piece of paper, as such. I know it's small, but it actually will serve the purpose. So what's going to happen throughout the service today, and we'll get to all of it in just a few minutes, is that you're going to be invited to write on that small piece of paper, and it's called flash paper for a purpose. It's magician's paper. And when you write on this, you're going to write on this piece of paper anything that you want to release in of 2010. Now, that makes it sound like you're listing things, but you're not. Because usually whatever doesn't work in our lives comes down to an element of who we are. And I realize for me, the element that I've decided that I want to release is any habits of self-sabotage. Anybody have that? Or you might decide it's procrastination. You might decide to let go of all self-judgment. Huge. So you're not going to try to list on that little piece of paper all the deeds that you did that you didn't want to do. You're going to list the aspect of yourself that has held you prisoner to a small idea. So we're going to take that piece of flash paper and we're going to release it on top of this bowl that's set over here with all these candles. Now don't be surprised when you drop it into the paper. It goes like that. It could be a little, so don't put your hand right near the flame, okay? Then what's going to happen is that you're going to pass over here and you're going to pick up one of these river stones. This stone is something that you're going to take with you, and I'll explain it all a little bit again later. I just want you to get the whole process because there's a lot going on here today. And then when you return to your seat, what's going to happen is that you're invited to write, and we have lots of pens in the back, or if you weren't given one, I'm going to invite you to write on this paper your intention for yourself for 2011. Now, same thing. You're not writing down a to-do list that you finally want to get that degree or you finally want to clean out your garage. All right? You could do that on your... Well, right? Come on. That's, you know, that's what we think of. The intention is for your highest essence. Who do you want to be in 2011 that you feel like you might not be now? Especially if you let go of, like, say, if I let go of self-sabotage, who will I be? So I get to write on this paper who I will be. And you're going to write on it. It's from you to you. And then you're going to address the envelope to yourself. And then next year, right before Christmas, we're going to put all these in the mail. And you're going to get a letter from yourself to remind you of the intention that you set. Sound good? So you have a lot of work to do today. This is all upon you today. I'm talking very little, except for instruction, almost, and the rest will be upon you. If you have a current major distraction in your life, if you have a health distraction, that can also be put in the flame. Remember that, okay? You be mindful about what you do. So most of our practitioners are present here today. And so you also are going to hopefully be feeling the presence of consciousness really being in the house today. They're going to help throughout the ritual, and they'll help to keep you moving and to support you if you have any questions. But mainly they're here because of their consciousness. Consciousness first. Consciousness always. That's where we do our work in this teaching. You with me? Yes! Yes. We're going to be practicing that word a lot.